What's up, guys? This episode is all about your genius. So if you know anything about me at all, I'm all about the business flow. I'm all about making your life and your business easier and simpler and your business and life to just flow better. And I think this one's really important to talk about. So what is your genius? So I would say that your genius is the things that you're best at that you also love to do. When it comes to your offerings, marketing, and systems, tapping into your genius can improve your business flow. It can help with knowing where to put your energy, what marketing strategies to implement, and when to delegate. And now you're thinking, yeah, this is a pretty obvious hack, Alice. The thing is, I see so many entrepreneurs, and I'm also very guilty of this myself. We spend a lot of time following trends, struggling with these guru marketing strategies. I did an episode on this, I'll link it below. And just juggling way too many plates. And like I said, this also used to be me, which is why I'm kind of sharing this topic. I am such a fan of making things easier. When my son was a baby, we had a small bedroom with a sloping ceiling, bane of my life. So my solution to this was I got rid of the bed frame and we co-slept on a mattress on the floor. The result? No chance of him falling off the bed, no hitting my head on the ceiling every single morning drove me mad, both sleeping through the night and more floor space to play during the day. This was quite an unconventional solution that made my life 100 times easier. A business example is, at one point I stopped offering art prints and just focused on original paintings. Prints were complicated to make, took a lot of time, and I just hated the whole process from start to finish. The result? More exclusivity and higher demand for my originals. There's sometimes a pressure to do everything and diversify as much as possible. But when we implement strategies, create offerings, and set up systems without enough self-awareness, they can end up creating blocks and making our businesses way more complicated than they have to be. Often, it's the reason they start to feel draining and overwhelming. So how can this genius thing apply to business? Let's dive into marketing. So instead of spreading yourself too thin, especially if you have limited resources, or aimlessly testing out strategies that work for others, consider your genius. Do you get lost in writing and love exploring ideas in long form? Could you chat all day? Are you an expert at creating engaging videos? A master at eye-popping photography? Does website building and SEO get you excited? Are you incredible at hosting events? Pay attention to the tasks where you get lost in creative flow and time flies. For me, that's building websites and writing. Ignore what you think you should be doing. Don't just do something because some guru on YouTube told you that you needed to do it, and double down on your genius. There's 101 ways to market your business, but when you market in ways that honor your strengths, joys, and values, things can be way more fun and also sustainable. If you are a multifaceted maven, multi-passionate person, or you just struggle to pinpoint your genius, consider what you'd like to be a genius in, or maybe which options get you the most excited. Always follow the curiosity and excitement. In terms of your offerings, keep it simple. Then if something else feels exciting and aligned, you have more time and energy to fully experiment with it. There's nothing wrong with giving your customers or clients options, but only offer it if it actually feels good for you. Offering group coaching or a membership, for example, when you don't actually enjoy either and your genius is one-to-one coaching sessions, but you feel like you had to offer them because, I know, X, Y, Z, could lead to resentment, and you don't want to pass this on to your customers or clients. In this case, just stick to one-to-ones, get really good, and charge more. If you maybe sell lots of products, but your stock is getting overwhelming and not selling, or you're making products just because a random person on Instagram said that you should, who didn't even buy anyway, consider narrowing things down. Literally everyone and their auntie will give you advice and tell you how to run your business, but you're the one who has to actually run it. Distinguishing what our genius is regarding marketing and our offerings helps us to easily identify what to focus on, as well as which tasks need to be delegated, automated, or set systems for, so they take as little time and energy as possible, i.e. the tasks you suck at or just hate. Cut the fluff, follow the joy, and enjoy the flow. Thanks so much, guys. I know this was a really quick one. The link to the blog post is in the description, blah, blah, blah. You know how this works. I hope you have an awesome rest of your day. And yeah, see you next time. Thanks, guys. Bye.